Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 200. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out 200, boys. What about that?
That kind of crept up on us, didn't it?
It did.
Creepied up.
Creepied up.
Sneaky little demon baby.
Don't talk about demon babies.
Demon baby! Did it follow you from Ohio?
No, I haven't dreamt about a demon baby anymore. But
good. That's hilarious. 200 minis. Well.
200, baby. Woo!
200.
It's a lot.
It is. It's 200.
200. It's more than 199.
Does that mean we're done? We're done here? Is that what 200 means?
That's it.
That's it. We're over.
This is where it ends.
Yeah, it ends with us.
We've only started.
That's what I was thinking. We've only just begun.
Don't sing it.
Oh, all right. I let it pass.
Oh, well, hey. Sean?
Yes?
What are we talking about?
It's my night, so this is my pick, and it is the mystery island of Annuatu. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Annuatu. I like it.
Yeah, the V's, it's got a V, but it's silent, apparently, according to the videos I watched.
Okay.
The mystery island, located in Annuatu, is believed to be haunted by spirits after dark, according to local legends. The traditional owners who live on or nearby the island do not stay on Mystery Island once the sun goes down due to their superstitions. Despite its haunting reputation, the island attracts tourists who visit during the day for its beautiful beaches and clear waters. And man, is it beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
I guess there's the nearby island is Annie Yum. None of these note words in this story will be easy to say. That's what I'm going to project.
Anitium.
Yeah, I was gonna say Anitium or Needium.
Yeah.
It makes me
Anita Yum.
Yum.
We're gonna keep that. It's the Pacific. It's just east of Australia, it looks like.
You're right.
Is that east or west? Isn't everything opposite?
East. Well, the toilets do not flush up. Well, maybe they do. Who knows? I don't know. I've never tested out that theory.
Mm-hmm. I've never been south of the equator.
It's near Australia. How about that?
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, there are no permanent residents. The cultural belief is that the island is haunted by spirits and is a cultural tradition, and it's why it's considered uninhabitable.
Super haunted.
So I say we need to go there and spend a night on the island and see what happens.
I agree. We're not afraid of no ghosts.
I wonder if it's as creepy as the haunted doll island. Remember that one?
No.
Oh, yeah. In Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It says, never mind. I was going to say what the real name of it is. Did you just say that?
You're talking about how to say the Annuatu or the...
No. It says the island's real name is Inuig Island or Inuig Island.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Which means small island.
I'm glad you took that one.
Yeah, Inuig Island. I got that part right.
I guess you can take a cruise ships and you can visit a not to So I guess you can just go there and visit and be back on the boat before sundown. Get on your way.
Yeah, exactly. Before you turn into a pumpkin.
So they think there's ghosts, huh?
This person who took the cruise, Carnival cruise trip, and they stopped there. He said, "Can you imagine a small tropical paradise that gets invaded by 2,000 people at once? No wonder the comedian on the ship left out the T and called it Misery Island."
Yeah, I saw that. Awesome.
It is quite pretty.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's funny because it says a tiny uninhabited island off the coast of Vanuatu's Aneaidum Island. Mystery Island is a remote paradise of white sand beaches, swaying palm and aquamarine waters. Since the surrounding sea is a protected marine sanctuary, snorkelers can be enchanted by views of colorful marine life and pristine coral reefs. Aneaidum residents will likely set up market stalls on Mystery Island when you visit, so you'll be able to browse local goods like coconut oil, coffee, and handmade jewelry. Whether you stroll the gorgeous shoreline, opt for under-the-sea adventures, or explore nearby Aneaidum, you'll treasure your time in the secret oasis. It's interesting that they said that how it actually got its name, Mystery Island, was Queen Elizabeth. So Queen Elizabeth visited there, and they said that when she was off to her own like private section of the island, which is not very big, she went off on one of the beaches, and they said that after she left the beach, she had written in the sand Mystery Island. And so then it just took like that whole mystery. So I thought it had to do more with the haunting, but it's actually a name that Queen Elizabeth originally gave it.
Sounds made up.
It does, totally. Probably Queen Elizabeth's people made it up, right?
Yeah, her handlers. I'd like to check it out, definitely.
It can't be that far away, right?
Oh, no, just.
Other side of the earth, right?
Other side of the earth. Hop, skip, and a jump. They have a thing, a place where you can take photos, for the tourists, and it's this big cauldron that's on fire, basically, and it's flames, and it says Mystery Island Cannibal Soup. And so people look like they're trying to, like they're being eaten alive or boiled alive. And a lot of times, a native-looking guy with a spear will stand over you, looking like he's, torturing you. So it's pretty. They play a lot in the, that the island being kind of scary and spooky and whatever. But it looks pretty fun, at least during the day. It's barely 1 kilometer long and 200 meters wide. It can be walked slowly in about an hour.
Yeah, I'm trying to find anything, anybody that possibly stayed for the night. I haven't been able to find anything.
They won't do it. Like, people are so scared. That's how bad it is, apparently, that they said the spirits are like, there's shadow people, and there are sounds, and there are howls, and there are ghosts, mists, and all kind. I mean, the stories go on and on, and you feel like threatened, and there's evil presences, and so you wonder what the heck this island was used for back in the day.
Says the belief that the island is haunted stems from local traditions and taboos against permanent residents. I want to dig into why is it so scary to people? Like they don't, I mean, I get they said there's ghosts and what you just said, Sean, but I mean, to not want to, like, nobody lives there. That's just weird to me.
I guess
It is very weird. That's how spooked they are.
I see one thing. It says like the fact boards on the island. This person learned that it was because years ago locals thought it was haunted by sea gods.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Now that sounds made up.
This says World War. That totally made it. I got something that's not made up. World War II planes. It was formerly used as an Allied forces landing strip during World War II. The mystery, quote unquote, is said to have derived from the fact that this airstrip is impossible to see from the sea, and therefore it took some time for the Japanese to determine where all the planes were coming from. It's believed that the Japanese were confused as to where the planes, excuse me, were landing and taken off, which is why they called it the Mystery Island. So it gets a couple different names.
Yeah.
This says, like we were talking about, it's the island is haunted, therefore nobody really lives there. The traditional owners live on a nearby island. And it says, basically the beauty of it is deceiving. It almost lures people in to want to stay there. And then at night, the evil spirits that live there would be able to basically have their way with them or scare the crap out of them. Yeah, I don't know. It has to be like pretty ancient folklore, I would imagine, going into this, because it can't be Indian burial grounds.
No, I wouldn't think so. Do
you see about the toilets? It says the pier and the chemical toilets were the only solid construction on the island.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an idea. Why couldn't you like take a drone and fly it from one island to the other at night and let the drone like kind of see what it experiences just to test out some of these theories if people are that freaked out? You could always do like paranormal drone hunting.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
You know, that's not a bad idea in all the places that we talk about, but this one especially.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Although, who would want to live there? There's really nothing going on. I mean, I don't think I'd want to live there,
Yeah, no.
regardless of ghosts or not.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
So maybe that's the reason.
But that could also be.
Nothing is there. There's the
This makes me think of the Disney movie Moana, right?
Oh gosh, I hate that cartoon.
Do you really? So
Oh, I
that
hate it. I hate it.
so Brooklyn, so Harrison, his girlfriend Brooklyn, that's her favorite Disney movie and princess, and we joke about it. We're like, I don't think Moana's supposed to be a princess. She's never considered a princess, but whatever. And so yeah, but she yeah, so we've seen all of them, and it's just interesting the folklore, the Pacific gods and the sea gods and all that kind of stuff. So and Maui and
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely go there. Check it
oh,
out.
yeah. Would you stay the night?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Especially with all the toilets,
Got plenty of places to let loose, right?
plenty of toilets to do your business meetings. Yeah.
Now we're getting creepy. We're
What else you guys have on this before we wrap it up?
going. I think we would. This would be a fun place to investigate, like I said, if we wanted to preemptively do a drone drive-by first, maybe we could get Austin Lawrence's drone and investigate a little bit. Then, once we feel safe, we'll do some camping on the beach.
So he's got a drone.
Yeah, he does drone footage a lot of times. I know he's done that at Randolph because I'm like, man, how do you get that footage? That's so cool. And he's like, oh, that's my drone. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense because it
Oh.
is. It's really cool. Yeah, he's got a cool drone.
I did not know that. Huh.
I don't think he lets anybody touch his drone. Just not just anybody, but I mean, he didn't let me touch it, I'm sure, but
That's his baby. It's
sounds like it.
83 degrees there as we're speaking.
Oh man, that's right
Right.
up my alley. That's just my game.
How many days is it away? It's not just hours. It's like a long way away.
Yeah. I think Rachel's aunt and uncle recently did an Australian vacation. I want to say it was like 16 hours of flying to get over there.
Oof.
Something like that.
Oof.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Long flight.
Wow, 16 hours.
So we're not driving.
We can
No.
ski.
Taking our pontoon. Ski. On the pontoon.
Well, if you guys don't have anything else, Nate, what do you have for us, sir?
Well, if you can sneak on the island and stay a night, do it at your own risk. That's a wrap.
Oh, you heard it here. Do it at your own risk, Nate says. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 200 in our discussion on the mystery island of Enuitu. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.